The world will turn its eyes to Brazil this summer when it hosts the Football World Cup. It's a big year for Brazil's government. In another sense, it's hoping to win an election. But it's having to contend with a new protest movement which has sprung up. It all started in Sao Paulo and Rio when flash mobs of young, mainly black, lower middle class Brazilians from the city's neglected suburbs and slums used social media to gather in their hundreds in upmarket shopping malls in the most exclusive neighbourhoods. Bruce Douglas reports.
It's summer here in Rio. School's out and the beaches are packed. Though the official Miss Bum Bum contest may be over for another year, for the sculpted bodies on Ipanema Beach, the beauty competition never ends. Brazilians of all classes gather on Rio's beaches, but it's noticeable that here, at one end of the beach, the bathers are predominantly black, and at the other, they're mainly white. Far from the sea and the broiling heat of Rio's unloved suburbs, the sweet relief of air conditioning makes the city's shopping malls as much a part of Brazilian culture as the beach. In the food court of Shopping Carioca, a mall in Rio's northern zone, I met Pamela Braga. Like millions of other lower middle class Brazilians, her parents were born in a slum, but in recent years had worked their way up to the suburbs. Over half of all Brazilians claim some African ancestry, but Pamela told me that as a black woman, she felt that some parts of the city were still off limits.
There is a type of discrimination here in Rio. I don't know whether it's conscious or whether it's something ingrained in our culture. When you enter a shop and you're black, you're treated differently.
Do you think Brazil has a problem with racism?
Of course, it never stopped having a problem. If you watch TV, you never see a black person, maybe best someone of mixed race, or a black person as a servant.
In early December, a group of around 6,000 teenagers responded to an invitation on Facebook to gather in a shopping mall in Sao Paulo to hang out, flirt, and listen to Brazilian funk music. Annoying, perhaps, but not necessarily criminal. Still, nervous shopkeepers called the police, who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets, prompting young people in other cities to hold their own gatherings, known here as rolezinhos.
A rolezinho is a group of young people, black people, generally from the suburbs, who get together to go to the mall and hang out in the food court because there are no public places for young people in the suburbs of the favelas.
Ivana Benches is a professor of communications at Rio de Janeiro's Federal University.
The idea of people from the suburbs going into a shopping mall has always upset the customers, the shop owners and the security guards. In Brazil, any time a black kid enters a mall, he is seen as suspicious.
Batman, the Joker and a popular local drag queen were among the protesters gathered outside the doors of an upmarket shopping centre in Rio de Janeiro earlier this week.
We understand that the shopping might have security concerns.
João Pedro Padua is a lawyer from Habeas Corpus, a group set up during the protests in June last year to offer legal advice to protesters.
But on the other hand, the movement was actually summoned in order to denounce the lack of opportunity for the lower class people to come to a shopping mall like this one. And in that context, the decision to close the door goes in the direction that the protesters were actually denouncing.
They just don't respect other people. They think their appetite, their whims is locked.
In the fountain-filled courtyards of yet another Rio shopping mall, Rodrigo Constantino, a writer and economist, told me that it was the number and attitude of the participants that was the problem.
A shopping mall is an open place for public, but it's a private property. So I think the owners should have a voice regarding who they want to let in or not.
The government is now holding urgent discussions to figure out what to do about these gatherings. Nowhere else, it seems, is the act of black, suburban teens hanging out in shopping malls deemed quite so incendiary.
Bruce Douglas reporting. Now, where in the world is Jonathan...